Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised, amen. I just feel like praising the Lord today because he is worthy, amen. He woke me up this morning, oh yes he did, and started me on my way. And I'm just so grateful to God for who he is in my life on today. Praise the Lord, this is Pastor Rebecca, and I want to welcome you to Woman to Woman, right here on Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Rebecca Simmons and co-hosts. And my co-hosts are Tina Michelle, who's a biblical life coach, and also Prophetess Angie Singletary, who is a left hand, amen, to me at my church, amen. She is, when my husband's not there, she is my right hand, and she is a blessing in my life. And Tina Michelle is a blessing. She's a virtual member of our church, and it's always a blessing to come into the company of these two women, and also all of the women that come to listen and to be a part of Woman to Woman here on Blog Talk Radio. I want to welcome everybody who is streaming, everyone who is in the chat room. I want to welcome you on today to Woman, and I want to just ask you to let somebody know about this broadcast. This is a place that the Lord has set aside for women to come and share and bless each other and minister to each other and be ministered to. This is a safe haven where we can come to grow together, amen, to be all that God has created us to be as women, amen, because we go through so much. We go through so much as women, and we want to make sure that we are not growing weary and that we're not getting weak, but we want to make sure that we are able to stand against the tactics of the enemy and that we are able to continue to run the race that God has set before us. Amen. So I'm excited. I want you to get on the phone and tell somebody that Pastor Rebecca and her co-hosts are on right now for 1 hour. We can only do 1 hour today right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. And let somebody know that they can be blessed as well as you. And mark us as a favorite. Put us on your page as a favorite so that you can know when we're on. Amen. I'm here Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. But Thursday is such a special day. Thursday is such a special day because it's a day that we can come together as women. Amen. So I'm going to go ahead and open in prayer. I'm going to open in prayer, and then I will be bringing on my co-hosts. I believe that one of them is here. I don't know. There's so many things going on, but I'll tell you about all of that. I'll tell you about all of that. God bless you, Connie. It's good to see you. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and open in prayer, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines, and we're going to get started. Amen. I see the prophetess is here. Area code 602. Who's on the line?
602 is Tina Michelle.
God bless you, Tina Michelle. I didn't recognize your number there. Amen. Prophetess, God bless you, and good afternoon to you.
Grace and peace.
Amen.
Grace and peace. Grace and peace. Amen. Yeah, exactly. I tell you, grace and peace. So we're going
Amen.
To pray because everybody is here, and we
mm-hmm.
also have someone
mm-hmm.
from the area code 919 area code with us, and we'll be talking to that person a little bit later on. But let us just go ahead and open in prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God,
Amen.
We praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are so worthy to be praised, Lord, and we are so grateful to come together as your daughters, as Christian women of power, as women who are excited about what you have planned for our lives, the glorious plans that you have to prosper us and not to harm us, to give us a hope and a future. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that even, Father God, that you have thoughts, Father God, for good and not for evil towards us, thoughts to bring us to an expected end. And we thank you, Lord, that your ways are higher than our ways, and that your thoughts for us are higher and much greater and grander than our thoughts. So, Lord, we submit ourselves to you on today, and we ask, Father God, that you come in and allow your Holy Spirit, Father God, to take over these radio airways, these internet radio airways. We ask, Father God, that you will change lives, that you will save souls, that you will set the captives free, that you will touch women right where they are on today, Father God, that you, Father God, will speak a word to your daughters, Father God, and even your sons who will come to be in our midst. We pray blessings upon each and every person that is listening to the internet on today, every person that is streaming, every person that has called in, and every person that will call in, every person that listens to the archive, Father God, we pray your supernatural blessings to be with them on today. Touch them right now, right where they are, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Fix everything that's broken, Father God. Fill every missing place, Father God. Fill every need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heal everybody that's been declared to be sick, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Heal every marriage, Father God. Go out and, Father God, look over our husbands on today, God, as we gather as Christian women of power. Look upon our prospective spouses, God, in the name of Jesus. And look upon our children, God. Put your hands upon our children, grown and, Father God, those who are young, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and begin to bless them in a mighty way. Begin to, Father God, lead them and direct them in the way that they should go as we are bringing them up and training them in the ways of the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you and we bless you, Lord. Look upon our homes, God. Bless our homes, Father God. Bless our finances, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, you know everything that we need, God, so we are not anxious for anything, but we are coming to you, God, with our prayers and our supplications, asking you, Lord, to go in and do whatever it is that you have already ordained to do pertaining to our lives. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are our provider. We thank you that you are our protector, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are our shield and our sword, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you can do everything but fail, and that, Lord, that you are in total control of our lives. So we give control to you, God, not our will, but let your will be done. Oh, God, not our will, but let your will be done, Lord. Word our mouth, Father God. Let our meditations of our hearts, God, and the words of our mouths be acceptable to you on today, God, as we come to fellowship with each other. Bless this place. Bless this place.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
Lord,
we pray. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise
hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Connie is with us in the chat room. Good afternoon, Connie. Good to see you. And also, we have someone on the 919 area code. Who's on the line?
This is Janine.
God bless you, Sister Janine. I should know your number by now. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and you?
Amen. I'm doing fine, too. I'm not going to forget to come back to you today because I know it's still early. You might not have anything to add yet. Do you have anything that you want to? What's on your heart?
Well, I was just calling in and listening, and I'm on my lunch break. So I saw that you were home, so I just decided to call in and listen.
Amen. Well, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for being with us. And I'm going to put you on mute, and I'll check with you a little later on, okay?
Okay.
Amen. Hallelujah. That's Sister Janine. What a blessed woman. I tell you, God is doing something in that woman's life. I just feel it in the spirit. I sense it in the spirit.
Amen.
Tina Michelle, what's happening?
Well, you know, I moved, right? About 2,800 miles away. So I'm in the beautiful Tempe area, and it's only 10 o'clock in the morning. And the sun is shining, so God is good. God is good. He has a way of doing things that are really beyond our own plans and purposes and methods, but he does it. He does it because he's got it all by himself.
Yes, he is. Amen. So you moved from New York to Arizona.
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Wow. Wow.
And it's beautiful here. And I was joking with my mom as I was working outside yesterday on my patio. And I said, you know, I think in my entire life I have been a black female, right? And I've been in a lot of sunny places. I've never gotten sunburned before. So I got my first sunburn yesterday.
My God. So what is the temperature? What is the temperature there that you're getting sunburned? My God.
Yesterday it was about 75, 80 degrees, but the sun is different here because you're in the desert.
Wow.
Okay. So it's a stronger, it's a stronger sun. Right now it's about 60-something degrees, but it'll probably get up to about 70-something degrees. And the kids like to go to the pool after school, so it's a whole different lifestyle.
So you were out there laying by the pool.
I was on my patio. Wow. I was on my patio just sitting there with my laptop and working. Because it doesn't feel hot. You don't feel humid, like not like what we're used to in the Northeast. So you don't know that you're sitting there. I'm going, gee, what's this burning feeling that I have on my forehead? Never experienced it in my entire life. Not in Aruba, Bahamas, anywhere. Anywhere. And that's a sunburn. My skin is peeling. Okay. So it's just a different air. There's no humidity. None. None.
Amen.
But it's beautiful. It's very beautiful. And I have a beautiful place, thank God. And we look over the pool. And it's just a whole different lifestyle. My children they have adjusted very well. Very well. So it's different. That's all I can say. God, I just didn't know. You know, you think you know what God's going to do? Because you think you know? I didn't know.
Amen.
He's awesome and he's worthy to be praised. Thank God for deliverance.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Because you didn't even know that you were moving to Arizona, right?
I knew eventually I may move to Arizona or towards the West Coast. Most of my clients are on the West Coast, and then I have clients in Atlanta also. But I knew I wanted to move closer to California. I'm not a California person myself. And the pricing is no different than New York when it comes to the cost of living and everything else. And then I have people here. So I have some very close friends that are here. Several of the record labels that I used to work with about 3 years ago actually moved to the Phoenix area, as well as technology companies. So, I thought about it. I just didn't know it was going to be now. I had a plan. I had a project plan that was looking into maybe the spring of 2009. Maybe.
Well, like you said, God stepped in and he changed everything. And it's amazing because sometimes when God is doing something in our lives, we think that, we think that it's sometimes bad because sometimes it's a hard place that God puts us in. And then he turns around and shows us that, as in Romans 8:28, everything, all things really do work together for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. So
we have to realize
that wherever you are today, my God, because I know a couple of weeks ago it didn't feel like,
It didn't feel like I was down for the count, Pastor Rebecca, financially, with the crisis. With the financial crisis that I just kept saying in faith, I am not participating in this financial crisis because God is not in Christ. So even I had to look at the cross, when Jesus was hanging on the cross and he had the stripes on his back and they were poking him in the side and he had the thorny crown, the devil thought he won. The devil thought he had him. But then the next day, so I kept saying, I'll be like, the resurrection power is an operation in my life. I didn't know what was going to happen. I'm a New Yorker to the bone. I joke about that. It's like, I've been a lot of places. I even lived in England for a few months for school. But I'm a New Yorker to the bone. So I was like, I need to plan this right and do this right. But everything dried up. Everything dried up. And I was not used to that place. And people were looking at me going, oh, well, you know, you're going to be in this situation, and this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to happen. Well-meaning, beloved Christians who were they were trying to forecast what was going to happen. And then I just said, okay, this is not working. It's not working at all. Here I am, a person who speaks in natural circuits, and I was facing losing my home. I was losing my home. I was losing everything that I knew, that I thought I had to hold on to. And, you know, my mother used to say to me, you got to stop, open up your hand, and let go of what's in your hand so God can replace it.
My God.
So I kept just holding on to things. I need to do this because my kids need this. Well, that was an idol. God dealt with that. I need to do this because my business needs this. Well, that was an idol. God dealt with that. I need to do it this way because all those things had to be put down low before God, because the word says every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. So that had nothing to do with my plans. It had nothing to do with me. It had to do with the fact that this is not about me, but it is for His glory.
Amen.
It is for His glory. So finally, when I said, I surrender it, Lord. I just give it to You. And there were days when I even said on the air, I'd take my leg, one leg at a time, take it out of bed, keep working, keep walking, and just keep doing the thing that God told me to do, to put my hands on, and do it rapidly, because I kept feeling an urgency. You must get your business in order, because what's about to happen will be quick. I didn't know. When the decision was made, it was made at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm worried about my children and their friends and everything else. And the Lord spoke to someone who was very close to me. And then the Lord spoke to my mother, who was not just my physical mother, but she's my spiritual mother. She brought me to the Lord, and I come under accountability to her also in her ministry. And then the Lord, I said, okay, let me speak to my kids. You know, I'm getting myself all ready. They're going to have to leave everything that they know. Pastor Rebecca and Prophetess, can I tell you, my little one, whose name's Shekinah, she visited us before. She had her bags packed.
My God.
She said to me, I had to wait for the Lord to speak to you, and that's terrible because I'm little.
Wow.
My God.
This goes to Goodwill, and this goes to my friend Nina, and this is ready to go right now. And she put her bags behind the door at that point, the front door. Until we left. I said, well, I still don't have a plane ticket. I got the apartment, everything free and clear. I got a beautiful place to live, beautiful, beautiful place to live in an executive area. So it's 24 hours of services, just like New York. I had 24-hour concierge, 24-hour gym, 24, 24, 24. Moved in with $100.
My God. My God.
Then I said, Lord, I need to get across the country. So I'm sitting here going, okay, Lord, how are you going to get me from here to there? It's not like you can just take your car and just drive a few hours and you'll get there. You're going 2,800 miles. So I looked at the Amtrak. I looked at the ground. What is it called? The bus, the Greyhound.
Yeah.
And, you know, then my friends were like, you're not getting on the Greyhound. Do you know what kind of people sleep on those buses when you cross the country, when you go across the country? And so I said, well, if that's the case, then the Lord will make another way. One of my clients from a year ago that's in Winnipeg, Canada, who did not know anything about this, said that the Lord spoke to her and said that she has 7,500 sky miles in their mind.
My God. Look at God.
My air was booked for
$60. My God. Your what?
My air was booked for $60. I had to pay $60 in taxes for three people.
Wow.
For three people. And then I said, God is good. So there's things that we think that we need to do, and He has a way of letting us know, you are my daughter. You didn't get here because of your accolades or your experience. You got here because you love me, and you have to continue to love me no matter what the news says, no matter what people are saying. It was a lonely place, I'm telling you. It was a lonely place because people said, how's this going to happen, Tina? God, how are you going to do it? I'm going to trust God. Well, what if God doesn't do it and you just lose your place and become homeless? Then me and God and my kids will be in the van. But I will trust God.
Amazing.
This will just be another part of the book. That's all. But I will trust God. And God came in, took care of the situation. And then all that stuff that was hanging over my head, all the business that was hanging over my head, all of the things that I know He promised was released as I got here.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. That's an awesome testimony. And I know people are being blessed by that testimony.
Yeah.
That's an awesome testimony. So many of us are believing God for so many things. And you know, it's amazing because as you were talking, it was just resonating in my spirit that God, we may not be faithful, but God is faithful.
Yes.
God
oh, yeah.
is faithful.
All the time.
And he will always do what he says he would do. So we're thanking God for that testimony. My God. My
Amen.
God.
And the only thing I could remember to do, because everything was so unfamiliar to me. You know, everything was unfamiliar. The only thing I could say is, I trust him.
Yeah.
And just stick on that. His word is true. God is not a man he shall lie. Let God be true and every man a liar. I will trust his word. And I know that he loves his children.
Yes, he does.
And if I say I'm called by him and that I'm acting in obedience to him, then God's going to do this thing and not even me.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of things that looked like, well, it should be because of this and should be because of that. I didn't want it to be because of any reason except for God doing it.
Yeah.
No matter how good it
was. Amen. Well, God makes a way out of what looks like no way. He always steps in and makes a way out of what looks like no way. So we're just happy for that testimony and the update and the words of encouragement that are being received across these internet airways, that people will know that God is able, no matter what the situation is, God is able. So prophetess.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. What's going on with you?
And you know, it's just a blessing, and Sister Tina, that was a remarkable testimony. You know, I was reading on the way in to work on the train today. I was reading my daily scriptures and daily words. I kind of went back a little bit. And there was a topic on for three consecutive days, started with my birthday, which was on the 2nd. The topic was a time to pray and a time to praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And that thing ministered to me just riding the train because there's a season for all things. It's a
time
that God allows us to come before him and to pray, to make our requests known. We leave it there, and we're believing God for results, and we can go on and maneuver in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like Sister Tina said, you know, she had all of these things going on, but she kept progressing forward, believing God that he was going to move, which he did. He allowed her to have a time to praise.
That's right. And you know what? I praised, and this is what made people think I was crazy. You know, my ex-husband said I was delusional. He called people and said I was delusional, right? And I laughed about it afterwards. At the time, I was like, well, maybe I am crazy. Maybe I've lost my mind. Because people would say, Tina, this is what's going on. I would just start to worship God because I knew that only he could do that thing. Could do that thing. It was bigger than me. So I said, you know what? Psalms 8:2 says that our praises is like a weapon, right? That's a very loose, but if we go to the words, it basically says the praise of the children. Let me just get my word. If you have it, Psalms 8:2.
Amen.
Very simple word, but it shows you that praise, whether you feel like praising or not, it's a weapon. it's a weapon. So when you said it's a time to praise and a time to pray, the time to praise was in the middle of the battle.
Right.
And then the time to pray is now where I think I'm okay. Now it's time to go, I'm not going to rest.
Right.
I'm not going to get lazy. I'm not going to get complacent.
Yeah, and I want to add to that. You know, it is always time to pray. Time to praise. And if we do those things concurrently, constantly, then we will continually be in the presence of the Lord. You know, God desires to be in fellowship with us and to be in relationship with us. And when we get this, see, so many of us have put God in this little box, and we put God in this little box, and we put him in a very convenient place for us to go back to him or to talk about him like he's not even in the room sometimes.
Jesus.
What we have to realize is that God, his heart, the beat of God's heart is for us to thirst and hunger for him. Amen. The God desires that our heart beats for him. That when we wake up in the morning, that he's the first one on our mind. last thing on our minds. That when we go to bed at night, that he's the last thing on our minds. That during the course of the day, we quicken and we shiver and we tremble at the thought of him and at the very thought of how good he is and how magnificent he is. And I just love being in the midst of these of the women of God and the people of God who love God and who are in relationship with God, because this is what his desire is. And when we give God his desire, he steps in and he gives us our desire. And he's just such an awesome, awesome God. When we praise him, we're saying, God, I love you, and I praise you in spite of. I know what it looks like. I know what it feels like. Ouch, it doesn't even feel good sometimes. But yet will I praise you. Yet will I worship you. Yet will I magnify your name, because you're worthy, God. You're able, God. You're awesome, God. And I love you just because you first loved me. And then we say, God, I pray to you. And when we come to praise to God, so many times we think about it's a time to come and lament to God. It's a time to come and beg God for something. It's a time to come and thank God for something. But it's all of that and more. You know, it's communication as we come together like we are right now, fellowshipping with each other. You know, talking about this man, talking about this God that we love so much.
Hallelujah.
God, you know, it's even better when we come to him and we don't have to put on any airs. And we don't have to be hypocritical in our prayers. We don't have to sound like nobody. You know, we don't have to have a certain formula, you know, with God. That's what I love about God. That we don't need a formula. That we can just say, God, here I am.
Here I am, Lord.
I need somebody to talk to, God. And you told me that I could always talk to you. I mean, isn't it a lovely thing that we can always talk to God?
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I found the word, Pastor Becca.
Thing.
I found it. It says Psalms 8, right? This is the whole thing is just beautiful because it's short. It says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory above the heavens. And two, it says, out of the mouth of babes and sucklings, thou hast ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger.
Amen.
Out of our mouths, out of the mouths of his babies and his sucklings, he ordained strength because of our enemies. Hallelujah. Then it says three, when I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou hast visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with the glory and with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all the sheep and oxen, yea, all the beasts of the field, yea, the fowl of the air and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth.
Yes. Amen. And I have to be obedient right now. That is just a powerful, powerful scripture. And as I asked prophetess what was going on with her, she was talking to us about praise and prayer. And I believe that the Lord was getting ready to release something through her. And I want to just give prophetess the floor, amen, for a few minutes. Because she's you know, still waters. As I was growing up, they always told me, they said, still waters run deep, you know. And prophetess is quiet. And she is, but she's still waters. And the Lord asked me tonight even to have her to be prepared to say something. And I believe that God has given her something to release into the internet airwaves on today. So, prophets, we're giving you the floor. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, Pastor, you know, what I mentioned is a part of just me meditating and asking God, you know, what is it that he would have me to share? And it's just funny because I was going into today's word for the day. This was part three of what I had missed because I had slipped away from the first couple of days of reading my daily bread here. I was reading into some other things, but it just prompted something in my spirit, man, because there is a time to pray and there's a time to praise. And, you know, even in the midst of circumstances, you know, I was reading and what this woman was saying is very powerful, and how she was saying that she had the greatest respect for prayer. You know, so many people, they don't realize the essentialness of praying, getting before God, not so much of asking him for anything, but just thanking him. you know, thanking him not even so much for yourself, but for your family, your friends, you know, the way that the economy is and the way that life in general is going on. It seems like everything is going down, but my God is taking us up.
Yes.
And the only way that we can go up is if we would have a relationship with him. And it's funny how Sister Tina came out of Psalms. One of my favorite scriptures in Psalms is Psalms 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For he endureth forever. And, you know, as I've read that scripture, a little song dropped in my spirit. Life now is sweet, and my joy is complete, for I'm saved. I'm saved, and I thank God for it on today. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And I went on into verse 2. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand. Here we go again, talking about that enemy that's trying to back us down. Hallelujah. God has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy, and to be redeemed means to be set free. He rescued me. He ransomed me through the shedding of his blood on Calvary.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
That blood that shall never, ever, ever lose its power. Hallelujah. And that's a powerful thing, yes. There's a time to pray. There's a time to kneel at the altar. But there's also a time to get up and praise. Hallelujah. Give him praise with your lips, your hands, your feet, with everything that's within you. I was reading something that says, you know, even when we experience discomfort and pain, obtaining relief using any means other than the word of God, it will cause us to depend on other things. So even when we're going through, even when things are painful and not feeling good, we still yet have to praise God.
Hallelujah.
We still have to bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Situations and circumstances change, but our God changes not.
Hallelujah.
He does not change. He never lets us down. It may seem like we, you know, sometimes when you look at situations and things that we're going through, it may seem like we're about to go down, but we may go down a little bit, but guess what? He won't let us fall.
Hallelujah.
Right to catch us. He's
right
there because guess what? He says that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So he's there covering us. It doesn't matter what we're going through today. God is there shielding us, holding us, covering us. He's the one that gives us the sanity that we have right now. Come on. A lot of people, they don't have it. They're losing it.
Yes.
People are losing it.
My God.
Why? Because they don't have, know what we know. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the drops that he allowed to fall on us daily. Thank God for an ear to hear when he whispers in our ear. We don't have to bend. We don't have to bow to the situations and circumstances that come our way. We can go to the Father and ask. Hey, it's just like Pastor Rebecca just said. We don't have to come to God, you know, with all these big words. Lord, I messed up. I erred. Lord, I thought I knew what I was doing. When you told me to listen to you, I didn't. Help me to come out of this one.
Yes. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord God.
But, you know,
God is good.
He's just good. Thank God for the blood. Thank God for a relationship with him. You know, some people get hung up on a relationship with a man. Yeah, that's good. Come on, I had my season of that. But it's all about the man today. It's all about the man, Jesus. Anybody want to add anything to that?
Jesus. Well, you're talking about disobedience, right? In August, I knew it was time for me to move. And it didn't look right. And I thought I had this so I could do it in a way that would please everybody around me. So that people wouldn't mess up my schedule, wouldn't mess with my manager's plans, my mama's plans, my ex's plans, my kids' plans, my plans. And I had to say to the Lord, because right after that, if you remember, the economy shook right after that. He was trying to pluck me out of a situation then. And you know, hindsight is 20/20. And I look in my journal, thank God for journaling. And I remember when the Lord said, it's time to move. And I was like, that's not God. That's just me trying to do this and trying to do that. And God works all things to the good for those who love God. So we know that, you know,
yeah,
his timing, he'll save you. And he'll make it work out anyway. But when I looked at that, I said, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that I probably didn't have to go through if I would have just trusted.
My God. God's timing is so powerful. I was getting prepared for the day, and the Lord spoke one word to me, and that word was today. Today.
Yes.
You know, and it's just so powerful. And I was like, today, Lord? I mean, that is so, that thing hit me like a ton of bricks. And I was like, today? And I started meditating on the word today. And he was like, today I have you. Today
right.
I'm providing for you.
Amen.
Today
Jesus.
I woke you up.
Hallelujah.
Today is the day that I have made. You shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Be glad
today.
Yeah.
Today. I mean, he started speaking to me about today, and I was like, okay, God, I want more. So I began, when I came in here, I opened up my computer, and I went into the Crosswalk Bible resource, and I looked for the word today.
Uh-huh.
And the word that the Lord showed me, it's many there, but there's one that was there in verses 6 and 7. It says, it still remains that some will enter that rest. And those who formerly had the gospel preached to them did not go in because of their disobedience. Therefore, verse 7, therefore, God again set a certain day, calling it today.
Yes.
When a long time later he spoke through David, as was said before, today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. That God has been speaking to me, and I know he's been speaking to a lot of people as we're getting ready to open up the phone lines because we want to hear from those who are in the chat room and those who are streaming. I know that God has been speaking to a lot of people, and some people have been hardening their hearts because of circumstances. We have been walking in disobedience and disbelief because of the circumstances, because of what we see with our eyes, because it doesn't feel good sometimes to be pressed into a hard place. Tribulation does not feel good. Persecution does not feel good. We want this patty cake walk with God, and God never promised us a rose garden. I mean, Jesus even told us that we would be persecuted. He even told us that we would have tribulations. James, the brother of Jesus, talked about trials and different temptations and all of this stuff that we would endure. Paul talked about being pressed and persecuted and oppressed and shaken.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where we get this idea that it's going to be easy. And that's the question that I want to present to those who are listening. Do you find yourself having an easy walk with God? And if not, what are your difficult areas? And what do you believe that God is saying to you for this season? Because we have to realize that the season, we're so busy waiting on the season. We're waiting for God for our due season, and God is saying the season is today. In other words, don't miss what I'm doing right now, because you're so busy looking for what I'm going to do. The words that have been spoken by prophetess and Tina and Michelle, they're so apropos, because what's really happening is God is speaking to the people through us all today, and he's saying to the people, today, hearken your ears to hear me. To hear my voice.
Yes.
And when
yes.
you hear my voice today, do not harden your heart and do not walk in disobedience or disbelief. He's saying today is the time to praise me. Today is the time for prayer. It's not time to look at time out for looking at the news and looking at what's going on in the world. We're in this world. We're not of this world. We are kingdom people. Today is the time to step from the world to the kingdom. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's time to shift. It's a time for shifting. The shaking
Hallelujah.
Is going forward, but it's time for shifting. God is doing the shaking, and we need to be doing some shifting. Amen.
Amen.
It's time for us to shift. Amen. To shift our mindset, to stop thinking about things the way we used to think about things. I mean, it's time out for thinking about things in the carnal way. It's time out for thinking about things the way that we used to think about the things. And like you said, Tina, Michelle, thinking about what everybody's going to think and what everybody's going to do when
Amen.
We shift. When we shift into the position that God has set aside for us. So, so we're opening up the phone lines. I mean, whatever. It doesn't even have to be about my question, but we want to hear from you.
Amen.
We've talked and we've shared our hearts, and we want to hear from you. So we're opening up the phone lines. Woman of God, you know, call in, you know, even man of God. I know this is woman to woman. Pastor Anthony is here. Amen. He's
thank
on the phone lines. You know, he's covering. We thank God for the man of God, a powerful, powerful vessel who's being used by God. And I don't say that because he's my husband. I'm privileged to be his wife. My God. A powerful, powerful man of God. Prophet George Powell was with us. Amen. Another powerful man of God. And he walks in a certain anointing. It's good to be covered. Even though this is woman to woman, it's good to be covered by the man of God, by the men of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
So we're always blessed to have men of God in our presence. But we want to open up the phone lines for those of you who have something on your heart about anything that we've shared, you've heard us share on today. The testimony has gone forth. The anointing is here. The word has gone forward. Anything that we've shared, anything that's on your heart, you can call in. And the call-in number is 646-652-4832. It's my vision. It is my vision that this will be a place where people can come to openly share their heart. You might say, well, Pastor Rebecca, you know, y'all got it going on. You know, you a prophetess and Tina Michelle over there, you know, you got a certain anointing. You have a certain anointing. I know I'm speaking Ebonics. I do that. I slip into that sometimes. It's all right, though, because it's all right. That's what I'm saying.
That's right.
It's all right. You know, and you might say, y'all got it going on, and I'm not there yet. I can't speak. I'm like Moses. I'm not eloquent. You know, my words don't come together. There's somebody out there, and you know God is pressing upon your heart to speak more, to give your testimony more. You're feeling intimidated by all of those who have all these verbose words, but. Look, let me tell you, a whole lot of words never meant nothing to God. Never meant anything to God. All that meant anything to God was the condition of the heart of the man or woman that he wanted to use. You are one. You might not be verbose. You might not have a whole bunch of words. But you are one that God wants to speak through. And we believe that God wants to speak through you today. So the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. All you need is the anointing. And if you're a man or woman of God, if you're a woman of God, if you're saved, you have the anointing because the Holy Spirit has come to take up residence within you. So the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. Call in and talk to us. Amen. Hallelujah. Or even put your question in the chat room or your comment in the chat room. And like he had to send Aaron with Moses, we'll be your Aaron. If you want to put your questions or comments in the chat room, and we will speak it out into the atmosphere, into the universe. We believe that there are some things that need to be spoken today.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to just check in with Pastor Anthony. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God bless you, honey. You're on the air.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. I love you, honey.
Oh, my goodness. You guys are so sweet.
I said I love you, baby.
I love you too, darling.
Oh,
what
my gosh.
D, what did Billy D. Williams say? What do you want, my hand to fall off?
Oh, my gosh. That's so sweet. My teeth hurt.
I'm being silly. Prophetess.
Yes.
Did she just smack her teeth at me? Prophetess, she said her teeth hurt. Did she?
Yeah, she probably. You know, we went through this in Bible study last night, Tina.
Yeah. That is something
that happened,
Prophet.
You guys are my heroes.
We were talking about Prophetess last night. Look, it was Prophetess' birthday. She had a birthday on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Got to sing at least a little bit.
Amen. Thank you.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Hey,
yes, we have to sing. We have to celebrate.
Yes.
Celebrate. Amen.
Yes,
but
yes,
Prophetess
yes,
said
yes.
that people were hating on her because they was. I have given her some words, some kind words across the pulpit last night, and she said, "Now, do you hear them smacking their teeth at me? They're hating on me." Because Pastor Emily had preached a word about, you know, one day without, give us one day without resistance, you know, without people hating on you, without people coming against you, without people resenting the fact that God is blessing you.
Amen.
You know, we should be able to celebrate each other as women of God, you know, especially women of God.
Yes.
Especially women of God, because women have a hard time getting along with each
That's
other.
That's right.
So women have a hard time appreciating and celebrating each other.
So we
especially have to make sure that we make a conscious effort to celebrate each other when God is doing something in each other's life. Don't hate, celebrate, because look, the blessings of the Lord are falling on Tina Michelle's life. Like she just shared her testimony how the Lord set her up in Arizona when she was at the end of her own resources.
Amen.
God took her like not even like Elijah, but even better, and set her up in cush conditions.
I tell you.
And set her up in posh circumstances. He just set it up and laid it out for her and blessed her. And how Prophetess just had a birthday. She's been celebrating since Monday. I asked her how old she was, and and she wouldn't tell me. So I said, well, you could tell me because you can't be as old as I am. I'm 47. And she said, yeah, Pastor, you're right. I'm not as old as you.
But did you ever get a number?
Wait a minute.
No, she didn't. Pastor Anthony would let her take it out of me.
We have a caller. Praise God. We have a caller. We
Amen.
Want to take this caller. Amen.
God bless.
Air code 646, you're on the air.
God bless, Pastor Rebecca. It's Pastor Fran. How are you today?
God bless Amen. You, Pastor Fran. How are you, woman of God?
I am so blessed this morning. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus, but I woke up with a little bit of anxiety. And you know how sometimes we go through those days, and I've been listening to you guys for like the last 30 minutes. You had me in crying. The Holy Spirit through you girls had me crying, had me praising, and I'm just so blessed to hear you guys. I mean, it's so beautiful, and all I'm thinking about right now is that for the last 7 years, I have not been working for man. I've been working for the Lord full time.
Amen.
I tell people I don't need a job. I have a job. What I need is money.
All right.
And God has provided for me in the name of Jesus Christ. He has provided for me. I was a victim of the foreclosure scandal, and I live in my home by faith for the last 7 years.
Amen.
You know, the forces have tried to take my home. My ministry is in my home. And one day when I went to court and they told me, your home is not your home no more, I started to just go crazy. And God sent me an angel in the flesh. And she told me, God is telling me to tell you, keep on praising God and celebrate God.
Amen.
You're in this world, but you're not of this world. Meanwhile, she didn't know nothing that I was going through.
All right.
And since then, all I've been doing is praising God.
Amen.
Praising God and honoring God, praising God and focusing on God, praising God and knowing who God is, praising God, knowing that through the praise it breaks the enemy's oppression and tactics against me, praising God and confusing the forces of the evil, praising God. And I just want to praise God for my sisters on the line. Tina, the prophet, and you, Pastor Rebecca, you always bless me. And I just praise God for the women of God that are obedient and, you know, are bold to share their experiences, you know, their struggles, and that at the end they know that the struggle is not theirs, and it's by God's strength that we're victorious.
Hallelujah.
And I just want to bless all my brothers and sisters. I just love you guys beyond my understanding and beyond words that I could explain, because you guys just have me.
We love you, too. Amen. I love you. I can say I love you, too, Pastor.
Amen.
My God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
My God, what a blessing. And you just bless somebody by just calling in and just speaking out, because we go through, you know. That's the question. Now, the Lord said, now, is being a Christian easy? would anybody say, would anybody stand up and say that being a Christian is easy?
Mm-mm. Nope. I say it's the hardest job, but it's the best job in the world.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you just blessed me, Pastor Fran, because I'm with you. I have not been working in corporate America for 5 years.
I came out
in 2003. I hit a wall of stress in corporate America because I was being disobedient because God told me the day to leave. He said, today will be your last day here. And I did not leave. I stayed. I stayed for an extra 2 months, and I hit a wall. I was so stressed out. I came out of there with anxiety 5 years ago, and the Lord brought me home. I wasn't pastoring yet, but I was in ministry through writing books. And then I began to, he called us to pastor. And we began to pastor, and we have a church over in Elizabeth, New Jersey. And it's been something, you know. I mean, I told somebody yesterday when Pastor Emily and I were on the air that when it's good, it's not going to be often full at first because people, you have a hard time getting people to come to something good. But people gravitate towards nonsense sometimes, you know. Not all of the time, but people tend to want to go where there's a lot of juiciness, a lot of juicy gossip, and where they can go home and talk about how the pastor preached, but the pastor's in sin and all of that kind of stuff. But when you have a pure, authentic ministry, don't be amazed that the people will not automatically gravitate towards that. They will come because Jesus said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men towards me. But at first, they will have a resistance, amen, especially with church hurt anyway, but I'm getting off course. I want to come back the short way and say I have gotten to a point where I'm believing God for finances. And I wanted to literally put my hands in the pie and say, you know what, God, I need to go out and get me a job. I'm just going to be honest because, you know what, I'm not used to, like you said, Tina, being in that dry place. You know, I'm used to having, you know, I'm used to having whatever I want and what I need because I came from corporate America and I was making a nice salary. So, you know, working for God, like you said, it's the best job and it has the best reward, my God. And God has spoken those same words to me, Pastor Fran. You work for me. You work for me. And here I am saying, okay, I work for God, but I'm going to go and get me another job, you know. And I believe that the Lord has spoken through you today to say, be still. You know, just be still. And keep trusting and keep believing, you know, and keep believing. The brook might look like it's dried up, but, you know, we know that that's not what God says. He's El Shaddai.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the God of plenty, the Almighty One, you know, the big brother.
Let me tell
you. You know, he has enough to supply all of our needs.
According to his riches and glory. Amen.
Yeah, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen. I thank God for
your testimony, for you calling in. And we have to be naked and not ashamed. We have to be transparent, knowing that our testimony is going to help somebody else that just felt like they were getting ready to give up.
To know that they can trust God.
Pastor
Rebecca, when I say it was a day-by-day journey, and this is what people couldn't understand, they would see me. They would see me still doing meetings. They knew that things were still happening. But every day I had to trust God to feed my kids, keep the lights on. Every single day, God provided manna. I didn't know where it was coming from sometimes. Because there were certain things that he told me to focus on. He said, you obey me. The ministry site was down for 2 years. And I said, I don't have time to do this ministry site right now. And the person that was supposed to do the site did not do a good job. He said, you do it. You do it. I sat there and did that ministry site when I kept saying there's other things I should be doing. And finally I said, I surrender to you, Lord. In that act of obedience, every single day, I would open up my merchant account, open up my PayPal. Exactly what I needed would be there. Even going to get the taxes for my plane ride, I asked the Lord something specifically. I said, can I have the taxes and $100 more so that I can feed my kids on the plane? And do you understand that my client said, almost categorically, we can't pay you until January till the new budgets come in because of the economy. I said, Lord, I just want $163. That's all for today.
Hallelujah.
I woke up in the morning.
Today.
I had 160 today. I woke up in the morning. It was $164.
My God.
One of my clients said to me, I want you to know that I want to work with you as a business developer coach, and I don't have all the money right now. I have it in January, but I'm going to send you this money so that you know that I'm serious.
Amen. Hallelujah. Wait a minute, Tina Michelle. No. No, Jay Strickland. We're going to put you on the air right now. She said she had a testimony, and she was going to hold it until next time. No, we are 5 minutes. Tina Michelle, we're going to put Jay Strickland. Hold that thought. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Woman of God, you are on the air.
Hey, Pastor Rebecca.
Hey.
I've been coming on, and I've been praying that God would give me a job. I've been laid off. I had been laid off since May of this year and hadn't worked. And, you know, as it gets closer to the end of the year, you know, things start slowing down and people tend not to hire because of end of the year and because of vacation and stuff. So I had begun to go a little hopeless of getting a job this year. And about 2 weeks ago, agency contacted me for a contract position and asked me if I was interested, and I said yes, and I gave him my salary requirement, and so I was all excited. And then they came back and told me that they couldn't pay me the salary that I wanted. But being in the situation that I'm in right now without, you know, a job, I just had to settle for less money because I have a mortgage, I have a car payment, and I have 2 children. And just things with unemployment, it won't pay my mortgage. And so the company called me and the manager interviewed me over the phone on a Tuesday morning. They called me back that afternoon and wanted me to come in to interview with the COO of the company that morning, the next morning at 8:30. So I came in, I came in around 8:10, and he met me at the elevator, and we interviewed, and they put me to work the same day.
My God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Jesus.
Thank you.
My God. That same day, just what you needed. You got a mortgage in there, a kid. My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. See, I couldn't let that testimony wait until next week. Somebody needs to hear that testimony today.
Amen.
Today.
Amen.
My God, hallelujah. So you're at work now?
Yes, ma'am. I'm on my lunch break.
On your lunch break. Glory. Glory. Well, thank you so much for sharing that testimony.
Yes, Sister Janine.
Amen.
Amen.
We're rejoicing with you. My God,
yes,
hallelujah.
God is good. God is good. He's an on-time God.
My God, he is an on-time God. And today is his time. This is his
day.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Today.
Yes.
Let's get into today and not look too far into the future and start to worry. He said we can't do nothing about tomorrow, but we have to do something about today. And I thank God for the testimonies, Sister Janine, Pastor Fran, Tina, Michelle, my God, Prophetess, my God. Just the testimonies that have gone forward have blessed me today. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we have 2 minutes, and Pastor Fran, I thank you for calling in. Amen, woman of God. Thank you so much. We have 1 minute. Pastor Emily, did you want to say anything?
No, I'm just blessed by the program today. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much. Amen. Well, we're going to sign out. We have 1 minute, and I'm going to release the floor to the ladies for 20 seconds each. And go ahead, ladies. Just jump in. 20 seconds closing words as we go off the air. And I want to thank everybody out there for listening today.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
Remember, you know, when we don't faint or lose our confidence, we have to remember that we will experience the fruit of our faithfulness. Continue to be faithful no matter what. You know, things get hard. You know, sometimes you don't feel like it, but stay faithful to God. We have to learn how to remain faithful to God because he's faithful to us. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. And I just want to say to everyone, just like what the pastor's saying about today, it's sometimes you got to go moment by moment too, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And thank God, every day upgrades itself, and every moment upgrades itself. So take that moment to just change the mindset and just begin to worship the Lord, because he is faithful and he is real.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Fran?
Well, to God be the glory and honor, I say let's read Psalms 149:6. It says, may the praise of God be in their mouths and a double-edged sword in their hands. And
hallelujah.
I think we need to focus on that and say it every day. Every day.
Every day. Every day. Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank you,
my
Jesus.
God.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Sister
hallelujah.
Denise, my God, any last words on this day, today?
I just thank God for what he's doing in my life.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's it. Praise the Lord. With that, we are off the air, and we just want to thank everybody for coming by. Pray for us as we travel. Pastor Anthony and I will be going to North Carolina. If anybody's
amen.
In the Rocky Mountains, I believe Sister Janine is in that area. We'll be over at Tri-Faith Ministries for his conference. He's having the Thy Kingdom Come conference. And that's our Apostle Matthew Tillery at TriFaithMinistries.org. So come on over and check us out. Pastor Emily and I will be there on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. We won't be preaching. We're going to receive. Our Apostle has asked that we be there, and we're going in obedience, and it is our sheer pleasure to go. Amen. So God bless you all, and we will see you next week right here on Woman to Woman at blogtalkradio.com/ Power. God bless you, Tina Michelle. Jay
God bless
Stickler.
You.
God
love
bless
you all.
You. Love you. God
love
bless
you, Traveling Mercy.
God
amen.
Bless you. Thank you. God bless you, Pastor Fran and Pastor Emily. I will see you later, Traveling Mercy. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.